Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Yeah, I was calling about this letter we got in the mail about a loan offer.
Yeah, do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, sir. It's
I'll take that when you're ready.
2311-2401-0002-4609.
Okay, give me one second here, and I'll bring up your business profile.
Sir?
Yes, sir. Your name, sir?
Danny Gilder.
Excellent. Okay, so I'd like to make sure it matches what we have here. The name of your company, sir?
Gilder Horse Transportation.
Okay, sir, just in case we get disconnected, can I have a number to reach you back on?
573-225-4639.
Excellent. We had the mailing address correct at 4610 State Highway F in Whitewater?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Okay. And what year did you start your business?
I've been doing the horse transportation since 2009, which is 7 years.
Excellent. Are you structured as a sole proprietor? Are you an LLC?
So?
Are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
No.
Are you a sole proprietor?
No, just sole proprietor.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, what you received from us was a pre-qualified offer for financing, equipment. What were you inquiring about today?
Well, I didn't know what, I just got it, I just seen it. I didn't know if it was for equipment or what it was for. What all do you have money on?
Right, so we have equipment financing and also working capital lines of credit, which is essentially a short-term business loan up to 3 years. So what exactly were you looking to do for your business? Maybe I can help point you in that direction.
Well, like the working capital, how does that work? What do you use for collateral on a loan like that?
So those loans are not collateralized. Those are unsecured working capital loans. So how that works is we lend about 10 to 15% of your gross annual revenues. So we extend that to typically what do you do in year-to-year revenues?
About $1.5 million.
Okay, $1.5 million every year?
Right.
About, okay. So there you go. So we probably start off, about $150,000 or so. Were you looking for that much?
Well, maybe not that much. I just didn't... In other words, do you have to have my tax returns? Do you got to have bank statements? How do you work your deal?
Oh, sure, yeah. How do we validate that amount? So, and we probably have an approval up to, $225,000. So how that works is we look at your, recent bank statements to validate your revenues, essentially your deposits to your business account. And we looked, one page from your tax return really just to verify the business. And basically with the revenues match what we're looking for here as far as about $1.5 million a year. We'll come up with an approval between $150,000 to $225,000. And then you just take what you need, right? What you need now, and that's how it looks like a line of credit. So if you only need $100,000 now, you take $100,000, and then the additional capital you were approved for, you'll have access to that down the road as long as you make your payments on time for the first one.
Okay. So do we us to pay you? We pay you monthly, or how do we pay the money back?
Well, we have daily, weekly, and monthly payment options. So just to give you a rundown of everything. So if it's daily, it's Monday through Friday micropayments. So we take your monthly payment, and we break it up into 21 small payments a month. And or we have weekly payments where we take your monthly payment and break it up into 4 payments. Or we have monthly payments. But either way we do it, whatever you qualify for and want to do, we withdraw that money from your bank account. We ACH it like you do with like with anything, right? Like a gym membership, for example.
Or like a truck payment that's set up automatic or something like that.
Right, right. And then, you know.
Okay. So tell me this, if you had $100,000 set up, how much would it cost me over whatever time you give me to do it? How much would it cost me in interest, you might say?
Right, of course. So a lot of factors go into it. Essentially, you know, a big one is the length of the loan, right? So like I said, we go up to 3 years. We were the first bank to do an unsecured working capital loan up to 3 years. We just introduced that in August. Just like with your car note or your mortgage, the longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay, right? So
right.
What exactly do you want to use the money for?
I mean, just like repairs, you know, and stuff like that, or just, you know, just any everyday expense, I mean.
Okay. So some business owners, depending on the use of the money, right, I mean, you really shouldn't borrow money unless you have a really good need for it, whether it's, you know, 1% interest or whatever. But, for example, we work with a lot of wholesalers that turn inventory, right? And so they do six-month loans because they can turn the inventory twice in 6 months. And some businesses, we do three-year loans because they have expansion plans and you need a longer-term solution, right? So it just really depends. But if you were to borrow $100,000, we went in the middle there for 2 years, you know, you might pay back, you know, probably, I don't know, $30,000 in interest.
Okay.
Which, you know, that's about, I guess, 15 cents on a dollar annually, or 15%,
right.
I guess you'd say.
So if you had 100, if you got borrowed $100,000 over 2 years, what would my payments be?
Sure. So let's say that's what the interest came back at, right? Well, you'd be looking at a monthly commitment of $54.16, right?
Okay.
And then whether we had daily, weekly, or monthly payment options set up for you would depend on what, you know, what you would like to have and then what the business qualifies for. So how's your credit?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't checked it lately, but let me do this.
Okay.
I got some phones ringing, but and your name is?
Yeah, my name's Nick.
Okay. That gives me an idea what I can work with here. That might be something I can do. I will call you back, Nick.
Hey, you know what? Why don't I give you my extension? Okay, it's really easy.
Sure.
It's 1121.
1121. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
You got it, Danny. Talk soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.